In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Many are familiar with the line from Shakespeare, the Shakespeare play Romeo and Juliet. What is in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. And there is certainly truth that is expressed in that line, but would we say it's absolute, an absolute truth? I would suggest it is not an absolute truth, because if we translate it into other realms other than the very labels that we have given certain things in creation, if we come to individuals, to people, the names that people are given usually have meaning. There's reason that those names are chosen. And though the name of an individual is not to be quickly disregarded, it's clear that some names will never be given to children because some historical figure has forever wrecked that name for all generations to come. We recognize the evil connotation, so no one's going to name anybody, any child of theirs is never going to be named that name. And likewise, it's true that certain people of a popular have a positive popular association, and thus the name becomes popular. It's a popular name that is chosen for children because of the positive association. Today, we hear so many names read in the gospel text, all the names of Christ's genealogy. It's important. All of these names have a place in the history of salvation. But it's also important for us to get down to the very last lines of the gospel text today to consider that the Lord himself, our Lord, Jesus Christ, is given names of significance. Names that are not randomly chosen, names that are given by God's design, God the Father's origin. The name of the Lord has great meaning. There is power in the name of the Lord. The prophecy of Joel proclaims, all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And we must recognize the truth that there is power in the name of the Lord. The power to save is in his name. And you consider both of those names that we see in the closing verses of the gospel text today, that he is named Jesus and he is given the name Emmanuel. The name of Jesus is a name that has great power. There is power in the name of Jesus, because ultimately the name of Jesus is a prayer. And we must utilize the power of the prayer in the name of Jesus. And likewise, the name of Emmanuel reveals the power of God as well, because it is a proclamation of theology. We must make use of this powerful proclamation in our lives as well. Consider with me the fact that the name of Jesus is a prayer. We hear in the text today, as Joseph has his dream, the angel tells him in the dream that you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And certainly we read this and we have understanding that yes, Christ came to save his people from their sins, but what does that have to do with the name that is chosen for Jesus? Some of you may be well aware of this fact, but many of us miss the fact of the significance that is in the name of Jesus. There is meaning here that we cannot quickly pass over. There's kind of an odd thing that takes place in the work of translation, and especially when you have various translations, from language to language, things happen, and names are one of those things where it happens often. And the name of Jesus is one of those, really comes from a different name altogether, that we have that other name in English. Why it becomes Jesus in English, that's because of the translation from Hebrew into Greek, and then from Greek into English. In Greek, Jesus' name is Jesus, but in Hebrew, Jesus' name is ultimately Yeshua. You might recognize there's a sound there that's familiar, because that is the English name translated into English as Joshua. And Jesus and Joshua are in fact the same name, from the same root. And the name Yeshua, if you hear that and you listen carefully in that the beginning syllable there, it's actually taken from two words. And one of the words that forms the name Joshua, Yeshua, is the name of God himself. Name that was revealed to Moses, Yahweh. The unpronounceable name, the name that would not be spoken because of the reverence that is for God's name, and rightly so. And we hear that in that beginning syllable, the Yah in the Yeshua is from Yahweh. But then it also has this other word that is attached to it, which is the verb to save. And so literally, Joshua's name, Yeshua, means the Lord saves. And it uses the Lord's name, not just the Lord Adonai. It is Yeshua, his actual name, the Lord. So what we must understand is when we utter the name of Jesus, it is ultimately a form of prayer itself. When we say the name Jesus, what we are ultimately saying is, Lord, save. It's a prayer. We are calling upon the Lord to reveal his power to save. We are actively imploring his saving power in our lives just by uttering the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are reminded what Christ has come to do. We are reminded that Christ came into this world with a purpose. His name, the Lord saves, reveals that divine mission. He came. He didn't come to be cute, a cute baby in the manger. He came to save us. And we utter his name with confidence that he indeed comes to save us. And he will, in fact, he is fully capable of accomplishing that purpose of salvation in our lives. The name of Jesus, because it is ultimately a prayer, the Lord who saves. And we must utter that and find that power and utilize that power in our lives by calling upon his name. There's also an additional name in the gospel text today, and that is ultimately given by the prophet Isaiah, Emmanuel. This is ultimately a title proclaiming a theological truth. The text itself tells us what Emmanuel means. It means Christ because of the nature of the incarnation, and rightly so. So the name Emmanuel, the title Emmanuel, is a theological proclamation of truth. And every time we utter the Lord's name Emmanuel, we are proclaiming the truth of the incarnation. God has reached out to us in our lowly, sinful state. God has come to meet us where we are. God has come to us by becoming one of us. How often we forget this when we enter into difficult moments in life, when we enter into struggles and hardships, when we experience the negative emotions, when we're down, we're downcast and discouraged, we're struggling, or we're experiencing great sorrow. In those moments, we seem to somehow think that God has forsaken us. We forget the truth, Emmanuel, that God is with us. We forget the truth that Christ promised to never leave us or forsake us. He has not, he will not, he never will, he doesn't. He will never leave us or forsake us. This is true. We can put our faith in that reality. Christ has come. Christ, our God, has come and fully identified with our human state, with our human struggles. Condescending to such an extreme as that, why would he then desert us? He has come to meet us. He has become one of us, to identify with us, to meet us where we are on our plane of existence. He doesn't come to meet us and then desert us and disappoint us. The name Emmanuel proclaims this message and reminds us this truth that God hasn't forsaken us. God is with us. The name Emmanuel proclaims the message of this nativity born on earth. Our God comes to be born on earth. But that's not all. Christ our God ultimately comes to be born in the manger of each of our hearts. Christ comes to dwell in each of our lives and dwell in the depths of our souls. And ultimately, wherever we walk, whatever we do, wherever we go, Christ, our God, is with us. Truly, he is Emmanuel. He is the God who is with us. And the truth of the matter is, God will never change this equation. When we feel that God is distant, that God is far from us, God hasn't ultimately gone anywhere. When we feel that God has left us, he hasn't. When we feel those things in those moments, what we're experiencing is the fact that we have changed. God hasn't gone anywhere, we have. Ultimately, we have become distant from ourselves. We are detached from our own life, our own true self. And we need to proclaim the truth of Emmanuel, that God is with us. We need in those moments to turn once again inward to the depths of the heart where we find God dwelling there within. The name of the Lord has great meaning. There is power in the name of the Lord. And we must learn to invoke the power of the name of the Lord, the power that is in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus means the Lord saves. The name of Jesus is a prayer for the Lord's saving help in our life. Likewise, we must invoke the power of the name Emmanuel, because the name Emmanuel proclaims the truth that God is with us. Emmanuel proclaims the truth of this nativity season, that God has come to be born on earth and ultimately to be born in the manger of our own hearts. There is power in the name of the Lord, and we must use that power by calling upon Him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.